indicates that their prema is so, you know, if even chandan is getting in the way, you have to imagine what their prema was. So, let's see. So they were thinking that these limbs, everything belongs to Krishna. Then he told the story about if the guru is tired, then the servant may, in so many ways, he will please the guru. So he was saying by this kind of service attitude, by, you know, giving up one's own concerns, staying up all night, not sleeping, not eating, and simply serving the guru, he was saying the guru becomes very pleased, but the servant becomes even more pleased than the guru. Not that he's desiring his pleasure, but he's saying this is the characteristic of prema, or the characteristic of bhakti, that the devotee, he's not doing it for his pleasure, he's doing it for the pleasure of Krishna and guru, and Krishna and guru become pleased. But the nature of bhakti is such that seeing the pleasure of the guru and seeing the pleasure of Krishna, the devotee's happiness becomes even greater than Krishna's happiness or the guru's happiness. And so then the guru becomes so pleased, he says that now you should have Krishna's service. He's saying, so this nature of bhakti is very mysterious and cannot be understood by intelligence or reason. Then the gopis, they saw Krishna surrounded with so many hundreds and thousands of gopas and cows. This is when Krishna is leaving to herd the cows, and they see Krishna so beautifully decorated. And if the gopis see Krishna at this time with peacock feather and flute and sham complexion and so many things, and with the eyes curved, then they become so stunned that they simply stand and look at Krishna. He said, not just for half an hour, not just for an hour, but, you know, they will stand up to a kalpa. So they are simply standing and astonished to see this beautiful form of Krishna.
It's the cows.
The gopis. And they're so stunned that eventually their mothers-in-law and so on, they have to come and they have to bring them back to the house, and they think that they're in some kind of abnormal state, some kind of disease condition. And let's see. So if this is their condition, just by seeing Krishna, what to speak of touching Krishna? And then he was describing the competition between the ananda of Krishna and the ananda of the gopis. So when Krishna sees the beauty of the gopis, then he becomes so pleased, and when they see Krishna becoming pleased, they become more pleased, and in this way their beauty is increasing, their ananda is increasing, and it goes back and forth in an endless competition without limit. So someone may say that, well, there seems to be some fault here, that bhakti is supposed to be free from desire for happiness, but we see that both Krishna and the gopis are experiencing so much bliss. So he was saying, but this doesn't apply in terms of their bhakti, because they were not actually desiring their own pleasure. Krishna was desiring the pleasure of the gopis, and the gopis were desiring the pleasure of Krishna. And so there was a competition on this basis. He said, only if we come to this state of Mahabhav can we understand these things properly. He says, we want to, he's saying, in our present condition, we want to enter Krishna Lila for our own happiness. That we hear that if we can attain to Golok and if we can enter Krishna's Lila, it will be so wonderful. So we are attracted to try to enter for our own happiness. So he's saying this is actually a defect. Mm-hmm. Then again, he's just describing the same thing, that this competition between Krishna and the gopis, their beauty, their ananda. When they dress themselves very beautifully, sometimes they look in a mirror and they think, oh, if Krishna sees me now, he will be so pleased. So we can't imagine all of these things because we still have calm. And the last thing he said was, when Krishna is returning from grazing the cows, and so the devotee who's, or the verse that he was reading, the devotee is worshipping that form of Krishna as he's coming from worshipping the cows, not worshipping the cows, grazing the cows, and his body is covered with dust, just as a flower is surrounded with bees, and he's mildly smiling, and his eyes are curved. The word is bhangi. So he was saying that he was describing this curved eyebrows of Krishna, the bhangi. And he was saying that these are is also black. So he was saying that this is just like a bumblebee. And he said that these curved eyebrows, when they, you know, shoot out, then it's like bumblebees seeking out nectar, to, you know, drink the nectar of the flowers. So he's worshipping that form of Krishna. So he's going to describe that tomorrow.
He means Krishna has Kaviraj.
All right.
What was it, this?
Which verse? The last one? I don't know what it was.
Thank you.
I'll look it up. You'll probably be able to find it.
Also, one point, he says something about calm. This looks like calm, but it's not calm.
Mm-hmm.
What was he saying?
Well, at one point he said that we can't understand this because we have calm. But, you know, most of the discussion was about how the gopis were dressing themselves very nicely and decorating themselves and making their bodies beautiful for Krishna. So that looks like calm. But it wasn't, because it was simply for Krishna's satisfaction.